This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back into the show. This is a disagreement that Rob and I have, and that's perfectly fine. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, the Chiefs should have already paid Trent McDuffie unless they want to run that risk. I don't really think the Chiefs have handled this poorly. I think Rob has the belief that the moment that a player is available to sign a new contract extension, you should sign them to a contract extension immediately. I don't mind playing things out a little bit. Now, I think it depends on who you are. Now, Trent McDuffie is a player that I've made that decision that I want to pay him because of what he's done so far in his career. I think McDuffie is one of the five best corners in the National Football League. So if you're telling me that right now we have the opportunity to lock in a 25-year-old corner, he'll be 25 on September 13th, who in his first 3 years in the league has been an all-pro in two of those seasons and has played in 16 games and healthy in the playoffs for each of the last 2 years, that's a player that I'm very interested in signing. But let's take a player like George Karlaftis, for example. I don't really think there's a reason to sign George Karlaftis to a deal this offseason. I mean, he's been good, but he hasn't been a guy that I'm willing to break the bank for. Let's see how the rookie contract plays itself out. And you also have a fifth-year option with George Karlaftis. So let's see how things play themselves out. If you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you have Trey Smith on a four-year, $6 million deal, let's let the four-year, $6 million deal play itself out. Now, I wouldn't have placed him under the franchise tag, which locked him for $23 million, but you start that conversation early after that contract, and then you move on from there. I don't really have much of an issue of how they've played the Trent McDuffie conversation so far. I don't really think that they misplayed the Trey Smith. They did it differently than I would have done it, but I don't think they misplayed it when it came to Trey Smith. They let his rookie contract expire. They franchise tagged him. They weren't interested in letting him go play for another team. They signed him to a long-term extension. Everybody seems happy with that.
So we actually are closer on this than you think. I just adhere to the following rule of thumb. And it's not a hard and fast rule. It's a rule of thumb. But the earlier you get a guy extended, the more team-friendly that contract tends to be. Because I will use Trey Smith as the example. Now, the franchise tag kind of muddies the example, but when do you think was more advantageous time for a team-friendly deal? Not like, you know, is intentionally saying no to money, but team-friendly. Do you think it's after his third year or after his fourth year? The rule of thumb is it's after his third year, kind of like they did with Creed Humphrey. And I think when you wait on deals like this, they just get more expensive. And when they get more expensive, there's a trickle-down effect. Oh, I had to pay a little more here, so I can't pay it here. And if that trickle-down effect keeps happening in the off seasons, I think eventually you have to walk on a good player. Now, we agree on Karlaftis, but there's going to be a good player if they don't get ahead of these deals where they're going to say, oh, we're in a little bit of a cap bind, and we got to walk on Rasheed Rice. I don't know who the player is, but that day could come, and the rule of thumb is you stay ahead of it and you don't run into that problem.
Yeah, but I guess where you and I are a little bit different on, with the way that the salary cap expands every single year, I don't know if any of these deals have gotten so, like, if you were Trey Smith, I think it was kind of in your best interest to play itself out the way that it was last year. Sure, maybe the Chiefs ended up spending $5 million more than they were going to. But if you had signed Trey Smith to a deal last year, it would have been 4 for $85. He wasn't taking 4 for $60. Well, I'll just go ahead and see. I think we sometimes get confused on what these team-friendly deals are. You are not re-signing your own players to their second contract for a team-friendly deal. It's not how this works. It's not how it works at all. I'm 25 years old. I'm in the prime of my career. This is the best contract that I could possibly sign. I'm not interested in a team-friendly contract. A team-friendly contract is somebody like Hollywood Brown, who is now on his third team in 6 years. All right, maybe I'll sign a deal. I want to play for this team. Or a guy like Jaire Alexander, who recently got cut, who is on his third contract. Your second contract in the league is not where I'm looking for team-friendly deals. I'm looking for top-of-the-market, resetting a market kind of contract. That's what we're talking about now with the guys that they have. We're talking about Trey Smith resetting the market. We're talking about Trent McDuffie resetting the market. We're not talking about getting guys that are anywhere close to the conversation of signing a team-friendly contract.
And we actually agree. When I say team-friendly, I was thinking, look at, I know Robert Hunt's deal at the time was big, but it's cheaper than Trey Smith's. If you had done the Robert Hunt deal a year ago with Trey Smith, you might have some cap flexibility to have this offseason as opposed to chasing a deadline with Trey Smith. You could have your entire offseason focused on getting Trent McDuffie done. And then the next offseason, you know, the next and the next and the next. I agree with you. Team friendly. I wasn't implying the Chiefs are going to get Trey Smith for 4 years, $11 million. But I don't know that you had to pay him the richest guard contract in the history of the National Football League if you had maybe been a little bit proactive about it. I mean, Trey Smith plays center, a position that me and you both think is more important than guard, and he got the biggest deal there. But it's much more palatable than what the Chiefs did with Trey Smith money-wise to me, and I think one of the reasons is they were out ahead of Creed Humphrey, unlike with Trey Smith.
Yeah, but I guess, though, and this maybe this is just, again, you and I are just looking at this very differently. If I was Trey Smith a year ago, why would I not be interested in being the highest-paid guard? I'm 1 year away from free agency. I mean, Trey Smith was still a champion last year. He was still a healthy and productive player. So if you're not interested in having that conversation, let me finish out the year, and then let me go join a team that is going to make me the highest-paid player. Let's say that Trey Smith had hit free agency. We don't think there was going to be a shortage. He was going to get paid by the Bears. I think we can now say this pretty safely in hindsight. The Bears were either going to get Joe Tooney or Trey Smith, just whichever one became available.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.